Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches manifest through goddess. So we're going to look at quotes from Charge of the Goddess. Doreen Valiente was writing in the voice of the goddess. I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is, keep your highest ideal. The quote from The Charge of the Goddess is, keep pure your highest ideal. Strive ever toward it. Let not stop you or turn you aside. Whenever we're doing spell work, we want to have the highest ideal set in our magic. When we do magic, we don't want just the leftovers. We want the highest ideal we can get. What I mean is, there is power in a strong positive focus. Sometimes, any one of us can get hurt. And we might lose hope. The goddess invites us to manifest through her. And in these words, keep pure your highest ideal, she invites us to look for the best in what we can achieve. And she also reminds us that we can manifest good things for ourselves. And now our second insight. Consider abundance, not sacrifice. The quote from The Charge of the Goddess is, nor do I demand sacrifice. For behold, I am the mother of all living, and my love is poured out upon the earth. This quote reminds me that the goddess is loving, and she's there willing to give us what we want and what we need. When she says, my love is poured out upon the earth, it reminds me that there is abundance, even though so much in the culture is pushing us to a scarcity mindset. This second insight is, consider abundance, not sacrifice. I see so many of my friends caught up in the this or that. It's very black and white thinking. You can have a great paying job that wears you out, or you can pursue your artistic expression. The universe is not this or that. A lot of times we can think of and the idea of abundance is this and that and another thing. And now our third insight, find it within. The quote from The Charge of the Goddess is, if that which thou seekest, thou findest not within thee, thou wilt never find it without thee. This reminds me of intrinsic and extrinsic values. There are parts of our life that has values within them. For example, walking in the park with the sun out. There's value in that moment. I would say that there's intrinsic value there. Many times we get caught up with doing things that bother us because we're looking for extrinsic values. I'll say the quote again. If that which thou seekest, thou findest not within thee, thou wilt never find it without thee. So let me translate that into an easier way of speaking. If you look for something and you don't find it within yourself, you won't find it outside yourself. So the goddess is inviting us to pay attention. And when we want to manifest something, she's inviting us not to only concentrate on external rewards. Recently, I talked to a few of my friends who are artists, and they said that they realized that doing the artwork is the important part of doing the process. Getting great reviews on Amazon or more purchases of their products is just a piece of the process. Sometimes my friends have to pause and realize what they seek is the good feelings inside. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, keep your highest ideal. The second insight was, consider abundance, not sacrifice. And number 3, find it within. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.